struggle is real. It's a second date update on the 20s with the Kayla Show on 102.7 The Bomb.
Okay, here we go. Second date update on the 20s. Oh, boy. Look at that grin on Joe's face.
What is that?
Here we go.
About?
All right. Molly is. Oh, wait. Are you thinking the kind?
I get a couple, bro. I get a couple. No.
Get that party started with Molly.
I was going with Bob Molly, maybe.
That'd oh, be a Bob good Molly. I like that. Yeah.
And then settled with, what's up, molester?
Wow. That's messed up.
That took a dark turn for the worst.
Yeah.
I loved Bob Molly.
Yeah, that was a fun one.
I enjoyed my...
Yeah,
who'd you come with? Molly?
Yeah.
Came with Molly.
That's right, Molly.
Would you like to meet Molly?
For about $35 you can meet Molly.
Take cash or Venmo.
That's right, bro. Or even guacamole.
I like guacamole, yes.
Yeah.
Molly, I am so sorry. Let's focus on you. Tell us about your date. What'd you all do? How'd you all meet?
Yeah, Molly Pop.
I met Christian Unmatched. You know, we chatted for a few days on there, but we wanted to kind of meet pretty quick so we could get the jitters out of the way. We went for lunch at Kalababai Market, after lunch we said goodbye, and he was great. He was really kind and sweet. You know, I really liked him a lot, but I've been trying to get back to him, and he's not picking up the phone, so...
Yeah.
When the date ended, how did it end? Did it end with a kiss, a little hug, high five?
What if you get a high five after a date with someone you met on Match.com?
Yeah.
You're not really a match.
I would just assume they're not going to get back to you.
No, yeah.
I mean, unless it's like Friendster.
Yeah, yeah. Come get me on MySpace. Yeah.
I can't really think of anything because Kalapavai is a casual, laid-back, mellow.
I've never been there.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of, I don't know how to describe it. It's just like a little market, a small market. They serve like deli-like sandwiches and
pizza.
It's not super fancy.
Yeah,
it's not like, you know, it is what it is. It's just kind of casual. That's the best way I can describe
Very
it.
Very casual,
it's like a cafe.
Okay.
Yeah.
On top of that, it was lunch during the daytime. And they call up a vibe. Unless you brought your own beer. Well, no, that's not true. I got pretty hammered at the Kailua one once.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
What I'm trying to get across is like... I couldn't foresee anything going terribly bad during a lunch date at Kalapavai Market versus like bar 35 on a Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
That's just some mistakes waiting to be happening.
It's like 11:30 at night. My two questions are, how was the conversation? Did you talk about anything that would have been potentially contentious?
Yes.
Or do you look like your pictures on Match?
Are they recent
pictures?
That's a big deal.
Oh, yeah. My pictures are new. Like, I hadn't been on there for very long.
She said new, right?
Oh, new pictures.
Yes.
Okay, I thought she said nude.
No, you didn't show up naked to your
Match
first date at Kalapavai.
Make sure.
I too would not get back to you.
Yeah, that'd be kind of weird.
Like I said, I felt like it was a pretty good date. It was like, let's do something again sometime, and I don't know.
High five and
K-Bye
shoots.
Good game, bye.
By the way, delete my number. I'll text you.
Yeah, I'll text you. High five. Don't call me.
Christian out. All right. Well, Molly, I tell you what. We're going to give Christian a call right now. If you don't mind, just stay quiet on the other line. Let Joe, MJ, and I do the talking for the time being. We'll bring you into the conversation when it's appropriate. And ideally, we get you guys reconnected. If not, you'll know what happened, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
Okay. Right. Here we go.
Hello,
is this Christian?
Yeah, that's me.
Christian, it's the Keola Show. That's Fat Joe.
That's it.
MJ's right there.
Aloha.
Christianity. How are you, my bottle?
Yeah, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Christian, tell us what's up, bro.
Hey, man, I'm a big fan.
Thank you. Nice. Big fan of you as a deity as well.
The Lord, yes.
Yes, I'm a big fan of the Lord. He is greater than I. Unless you put a bumper sticker on your car.
Then,
much worse driver than most. Okay, well, hey, Christian, gotta let you know, we're on the air right now. We made an outgoing phone call to you, so legally need your permission to keep this conversation going. Is that cool?
Yeah, I'm down.
Awesome.
Nice.
Well, Christian, we're calling about this girl. You met her on Match. I guess you guys got straight to it, which I actually am very envious of because, you know, having been on dating sites or apps, I hate it when you talk and message for so long.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what the person's like in person.
Yeah.
You don't know what they look like in person.
Yeah.
Because, of course, you put your best photo forward.
Yes.
You know, it's just see if there's in-person chemistry or not. And if it's not, it's a numbers game anyway,
right?
So what I'm trying to get across is y'all met in person real quick, got straight to it. And to narrow it down, you met at Kalapavai Market. Do you know who we're talking about?
Yeah, Molly.
Yes.
Good golly, Miss Molly.
Yes, as I really enjoyed Fat Joe's last nickname for her, Molly Pop.
Molly Pop.
So
forget about the other one I said.
Molly, Molly Pop. Yeah, I enjoy all those. Yeah, good old time at the EDM show, Molly.
That's funny.
So we heard the date went good. It was lunchtime. I don't foresee anything that could have gone wrong. I could be wrong, but you tell us what happened because you haven't gotten back to her.
She was a really cute chick. You know, she was cool. She was funny. She was awesome and smart. We had lunch. We were talking, getting to know each other, and the energy was great. The vibes was great. But she started asking me these weird questions.
Okay.
She was, like, asking about my job. She was saying if I was tired a lot. I told her what I do. The job that I do, I work a lot, so I hardly sleep. And she tells me, do I drink energy drinks? Yeah.
As I just took a sip of mine. True story. You can ask MJ and Joe.
She did, man.
Yep.
She just got really into it. I told her I drank Monster. She was like, oh, that's just carbonated formaldehyde.
Nice.
And I'm like, okay. Then she asked about, like, my skin routine because it looked dry and weathered.
Looking at a lizardy, bro. What kind of lotion do you use?
Wow.
And I would have been like, hey, easy there, Leatherface.
For real, though. You draw on your eyebrows.
Everyone knows that's a tattoo, girl. You're not fooling nobody.
Yeah, from there, what type of soap I'm using, what type of protein shakes I'm drinking. I told her about my Muscle Milk. I was doing that. She was like, oh, it's just a cheap and it's really expensive. All these questions, and she grabbed my phone. She put it to my face. I thought she wanted to show me some products on a website or something like that. She said she does this thing for Anway on the side. I just told her, are you done with all this? Can we just get back to the date? And she said, it's all good. Just download your app so you can check out all the stuff. It's going to be great. It's all good. I took care of you. I'm like, okay. So 2 days later, I get a notification, an email saying the order was on the way, and I noticed $271.50 were debited from my
What?
When I tried to log into the account, I didn't have a username or password to cancel, and I was like, what the, right?
That's why she put the phone to your face, because it unlocks, and then...
Oh, man.
I get that all the time. You know, when you buy something online, your face unlocks, and it gives your name, address, debit card number, everything. Wow.
Oh, sneaky.
Went
into your wallet.
I felt violated. It wasn't cool. So now I'm getting all these products that I didn't want coming to me. It's going to be a whole problem trying to return this and calling customer support. Stupid machines.
Oh, my
and
God.
And then, like, calling my bank and then,
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's a lot of explaining I do you.
This
girl, she was hot, man. She was hot. She took my phone, used my face, and ordered me all this stuff.
So it all happened with Match.
Yeah.
Christian, I'm sorry. We got Molly on the other line. She had called us to call you.
Yo.
Molly.
Amway calling.
I feel like you're going to have the audacity to take someone's phone, or even if they hand it to you, show it to your face to unlock the phone and then make a purchase from their account for stuff that you sell unbeknownst to that person. And you even opened an account that he doesn't even have the email, the username, the login password.
You're pretty good at this.
Holy crap.
Wow.
Hold on, she's taking some Molly's right now. She's sucking on an Amway Molly Pop.
Oh my God. So you thought you wanted those products because we talked about the health benefits and how good you would feel after using them. I swear you seemed on board, and I wanted you to try all these things so you can see the difference in the way you feel.
Plus, I needed that commission.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it wasn't about that because, like, I do fine on my own.
Molly, it wasn't cool. I feel it the other way around, where I did that to you, and then you all of a sudden you got muscle drinking products or something like that, you'd be pissed off too, because you'd be like, oh, that's not the proper thing, and blah, blah, blah. I didn't ask for it. That was like a red flag for me, where I, looking at the relationship, because I've been past relationships where, like, my significant other's been controlling and ordering my life around without me asserting myself. I don't want to get back into that. You know,
I feel like
you need to grow up here, bro.
The relationship would not last if you just be doing this kind of stuff all the time.
Christian, you know what, though? Kind of in retrospect, I am amazed that you didn't call her or answer her calls, because I would have been like, yo, why do I have a $271 debit charge on my account?
To whatever company.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm just trying to put myself in his shoes. If someone had charged my account using my phone, and I knew exactly who it was, and it was a girl that she has her own Amway store, whatever they call that.
I'm calling Uncle Amway and get this fixed up, bro.
Well, in this case, Auntie Molly.
Auntie Molly. Yeah. Auntie Molly needs to answer the phone then.
So, well, ooh, boy.
Yeah.
Molly, has this worked for you in the past, by the way? Teach me the ways, Yoda, because right now I'm cleaning sneakers nonstop. And I'm trying to sell them on eBay, which I'm realizing for the price that I buy these beat up sneakers and the amount of time that I spend cleaning them, for the price I can actually sell them back on eBay to somebody else, it's like I'm making $10.
You sound like somebody who can get his product moved.
Yeah, I know. Teach me the ways, Obi-Wan. Judas Priest.
Rude. No, and it's not Amway. Like, who does Amway anymore? Like I said, I do just fine on my own. I was trying to be helpful, and he never said no. He nodded. He agreed.
He thought he was going to get some. That's why.
Well, I mean, when he nodded and agreed, was it like, does this look good? Would you like to buy this?
Add to cart, yes.
Yeah,
did you add that last part in there? Right. Or was like, oh, you know, how does this look? Oh, yeah. Okay. Bye. what about this?
Some lamb milk.
That's right, yeah.
Tiger's
some
milk.
Some tendon chamomile milk.
That's the one,
milk. There we go. Yeah. Badger build.
Yes, there you go.
There we go. Yeah, I'll buy you some of that.
That's the good stuff.
Did you get confirmation from Christian to buy it? Did you get permission?
What constitutes permission?
Would you like to buy this?
Like I said, I was like, oh, what about this? Yeah. No, he didn't say, yes, I would like to purchase that. No, but...
You need that kind of permission.
Yeah. I would have double checked. I would have been like,
are you sure you want this ways, Molly? You know, it's like, no, he's a good looking guy. He's like, okay, cool. So we're f***ing tonight.
Nice.
I take that as a yes.
Yes,
right?
Amway is calling.
Yeah, right. Well, Christian, if I were you, if she had called, I would have been like, hi there, can I have my money back?
Yes, please. Yeah. Sorry. Yes.
You know, so how about we do this? If you would like, because Christian, I do in Molly's defense. If she weren't interested in you beyond a client, that sounds weird.
Yeah.
If she weren't interested in you beyond trying to sell whatever goods, that doesn't sound right either.
No.
But anyway, if she weren't romantically interested in you, then she would not have called us.
Yeah, that's true.
Sounds like there was a genuine miscommunication, as I air quote genuine miscommunication. You guys can go ahead and clarify all that. Molly, you can help Christian get his refund, or he can, you know, continue to buy whatever it is upon his approval. Which Molly, once again, approval from someone, if you want them to buy it from you, requires you're asking them what, to which they say yes.
It's a hard sell right
now.
Wow.
What is it that you need to ask someone and then they say yes and that gives you approval to buy it for them?
Okay, like, would you like to purchase this?
Yeah. And then that person would have to say
yes.
Yes,
I will. There we go. Okay, so we pay for dinner and drinks. Over that dinner and drink date, you guys can figure out what you want to return, what he'd like to keep, and then you give him the friggin' username and password, please. Judas Priest.
Exactly.
I mean, you can reset that stuff at any time. Like, that's not... whatever.
Well, he kind of needs the name and the password in order to set it, sister.
You know,
knowing how this all went, he's probably going straight to your email.
He got a thing to his email.
Oh.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, Christian.
You need to be more a little tech savvy and figure that out for yourself, right? You
can
change change the password the whole time, man.
Exactly.
So, we pay for dinner and drinks.
I gotta decline. Like I said, I've been through this, been there, done that. Sorry.
You want your $271 back or what, bro?
Come on, yeah, now.
Think about it. Think this through. Actually, what am I talking about? That's right. You can have it emailed. You can reset your password.
Yeah, exactly.